We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live!
Welcome to the Mouthpiece, episode 142. Today we're going to talk about the NCAA tournament, the NBA, my week that wasn't in poker, and my health, and whatever else is going on. The Mouthpiece is next. To the Mouthpiece, episode 142. Okay, not much going on this week. I had a week where I was pretty sick most of the week. Not really sick, but I was in a lot of pain, and it doesn't shock me whatsoever. I got home, it was raining for 2 days, and then the weather got bad like 3 days ago, and then the wind was bad, then it was raining more, and I just had an IV. Lady came over and stuck an IV in my arm, and so I got more fluids in me, some anti-inflammation shit, and some Toradol, and hopefully I'll feel a little bit better. So I didn't play any poker this week at all. I was going to play all week, and then Monday we didn't have a game. Tuesday I felt like shit. Wednesday, I don't think there was a game. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I felt like shit. So didn't really play anything. I think last we spoke, I ended up having a good week all the way around, where I think I won 95 minus 16 is 79. I won 91,000 last week, so that was like the biggest week I've had in many a years. So felt good having a good week, but I did really want to play this week, and I wanted to keep the momentum going. Because I did take a whole month off. But as it turns out, I just wasn't able to play. I just was really, really in a lot of pain. Probably the most pain I've been in a couple of months. I don't know. You know, maybe it's a combination of being in LA, walking around. I really didn't have any pain down there at all. And the weather was great. And the drive home, it was just raining for 2 days. And then the weather was just, when the weather gets bad, it's really tough on me. But anyways, just so I ended up watching some of the NCAA tournament, didn't bet anything. Actually made my first bet today. I picked like, I don't know, 6 winning NBA games in a row, didn't bet them. And like, 4 college games in a row, didn't bet them. So I decided today I'm going to bet it. So I bet $1,000 on Duke, and I bet $1,000 on the Milwaukee Bucks, and both won by 100. And I have $1,000 on the Lakers minus 3 tonight. They've owned Indiana all year. So even though I don't know they'll ever get 7 games over 500 because they suck, but they do own the Lakers, so we'll see if I can go 3-0 today or 2-1. I kind of like San Diego State in the late game, but it was 5.5. It got moved to 6. Oh, is he really out tonight? Well, there you go. No wonder why the line's so small. Okay, well, I'll end up losing because if he don't play, they never win. I didn't see that on the injury report when I bet that this afternoon, but oh well. Whatever. Who knows? So, let's see. Yeah, I like San Diego State tonight against Yale, but only I moved to 6. Whatever. I don't want to get in a habit of betting too much. I had a little downswing after that big upswing where I lost like, I don't know, 3 bets in a row. But it's the way I lost them to the 2 superstars and each team got knocked out of the game and I lost. And so that really sucks. So the Laker game starts, what, like about 2 minutes here? Or what the hell? I got to get off this, I think. Lakers suck without Russell. Hold on a second. Let me see what this line is now. That really sucks. Of course Russell's out. This is like every time I make a bet, somebody gets knocked out of the game, or he wasn't even on the injury report. Okay, so the line moved to 2.5 down to 2.5 in places. I don't know. They can't win without Russell, but who knows? Whatever. Anyways, if they lose, they lose. Whatever. Who cares? But yeah, I would never have the Lakers without Russell tonight. That's for sure. That is for sure. So let's see what else is going on. I am going to get an exact date for everybody, but the documentary will be out May 1st, approximately. We are going to have a screening here in Vegas, hopefully on the 26th of May, 2 days before the series starts. I'm working with a few places right now. It's going to be either at the South Point, the Palms, or the Red Rock. And we're going to get a whole movie theater. And so I'll let you guys know about that. And I'll probably have, you know, 3 or 4 people from the podcast that come all the time. Maybe I'll fly you guys in for the screening. And we're going to be giving away, well, there's a lot going to be going on. We're going to be giving away 1% to my 10Ks on the podcast. We're going to be giving away a main event. I think last year I gave away 5% on my main event. So we're going to have lots of giveaways, and we're going to be giving away a couple day stay here in Vegas, round trip, and for the documentary, for the screening. So I'll let you guys know what's going on with that. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Nothing much. Nothing much in the world of politics. Nothing much in the world of anything, really. So it's been a slow week. Wish I had more to talk about. Wish I had more to say. But yeah, I'm going to play a lot of poker, hopefully, next week. Oh, yeah. I was going on the cruise, and I've decided to not go on the cruise. Now, the reason why I decided to not go on the cruise is because, kind of like the reason why I was in pain this week, is I'm working on getting off these pain pills. And as each quarter I drop down, the more my body's in pain. And if I go on the cruise, that will set me back a week. Plus, I'd have to fly all the way to Florida. Then I'd have to rent a scooter. Then I have to bring the scooter on board with me. And getting up and down, playing poker on a cruise is just not really what my body could probably hold up. So I did a lot of talking with my family and people close to me, and just decided it wasn't the right thing to do. It's just, here I am sitting at home in terrible pain this week. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, wow, you know, if I'm on a cruise in the middle of the ocean and the pain is like this, and I can't even imagine just sitting in one of those fucking shitty ass rooms on the cruise. Now, of course, you can go outside and let the water go by in the ocean, but it just didn't feel like the right thing to do. So as much as I want to go, and I still want to go, it's going good. My tapering is going good. I actually have gone a lot slower than I wanted to. I was supposed to drop down another quarter like 3 days ago on Thursday, but the pain was so bad for the last 3 days, I just figured it would just be really bad. So I got the IV today. I'm dropping another quarter tonight at 8:30. And so we'll see how that goes. And we're about halfway through. After I drop that quarter tonight, we'll be down to about 1.5 pills from 3. And I'm not going to lie, the last quarter I dropped really was 2 days of misery. So whatever, it's not that bad. You know what I mean? It's like I expected it, and that's why I'm doing it in advance, you know? So everything I'm doing is right, and I just want to keep doing things right. So, you know, I just want to keep doing the things that are right and get myself ready for the World Series. I have a lot of things on the horizon. You know, like I said, the documentary is really 2 years in the making. We started it, November of 2021. We filmed it at the World Series of 2022, the rest of it. And then we had everything else has just been in the making. So it's been, a little over a year and a half of production and putting it together. So it's really, according to my guy, according to Frank, he says it's going to be absolutely amazing. So. Yeah, well, it'll be ready. It's already ready, but we're going to do the screening on the 26th. So it'll come out the 26th. And that's, and then we're going to see what, I'll let you guys know what streaming service it'll be on too. So we'll go from there. All righty. Well, let's see what else is going on.
That's a good question. Can we put it on the YouTube channel?
No. Because it's going to be on a streaming service, and they're going to own the rights to it. So we'll go from there, I guess. All right, well, let's take some phone calls, see what everybody wants to talk about this weekend, and we'll go from there.
The Mouthpiece.
If you'd like to take part in our phone call segment, you can just call it 702-329-0480. And if you're a snowflake or a pussy and you don't want to talk to me, you can email me at mouthpiecepodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow me at The Mouth Mattiso on Twitter for times that our call-in segment will be live.
702-329-0480. Give us a call. What do you want to talk about? NCAA tournament. And let's see, NFL free agency, baseball, the Ohtani story, the gambling story. That's pretty amazing. And no, I don't talk about any politics in the documentary at all. It's really been a kind of slow week. They had the terrorist attack in Russia. You see what the people, it's pretty good that they caught all of them. And then I love how the interrogation, the live shit on, did you see the one guy? They hooked his nuts up to electricity and they were frying his ass. Yeah, it was pretty funny. Yeah. Dude, like, they're like, what made you guys do this? Oh, we were paid. How much were you paid? 500,000 rubles, which is like $5,000. Can you imagine $5,000 to go in and shoot like 300 people? These people are sick, man. These people, the world is fucked up, man. The world is fucked up, but I'm not fucked up. Yeah, I'm pretty fucked up. I shouldn't say that. And congratulations to my friend Daniel, who won the PLO tournament yesterday. I was talking to him about it. So he's off to a pretty good year. It's pretty funny. So I don't know, for about 3 years, at least, maybe longer, I've been telling Daniel, you play too many tournaments. You need to quality over quantity, right? Phil's been trying to tell him this year. He's like, quality over quantity. I'm not going to play back-to-back tournament. Meanwhile, he's got 8 final tables and a win in, 2.5 months. So, yeah, quality over quantity works. And which has always been my motto. Like last year, I played too many at the World Series because I got the room. But this year, it's going to be back to quality over quantity with the room. Candace Owens getting fired, I am all for it. She's a fucking anti-Semite, fucking Jew hater. I used to be a big Candace Owens fan, but I don't know if she's a Jew hater, anti-Semite, or she's just that uninformed. Because the things she was saying about Israel that she knows nothing about, you know, Ben Shapiro hit it like it is. Like when you're a Jew, it's Israel first. Like that's you. That's your religion. Your whole life revolves around Israel. And she's trying to knock him for, you know, protecting it, Israel at all costs. And that's just the way the Jewish religion works. And the fact that she's so uninformed and the things she was saying, you know, I'm not going to lie. She was a nobody who became really famous on the right in 2017. And it went to her head and she got her own show on the Daily Wire. And yeah, Israel first, U.S. second. Correct. And that's how I believe too. I mean, if my life was on the line, I'd go fight for Israel before I'd ever fight for the U.S. That's just how I were born. And there's no way Candace was signed with Tucker. No chance. Because Tucker's, you have to understand how big Tucker's brand is, right? He can't, like the things she said were really anti-Semitic. Like, they're borderline anti-Semitic and very anti-Israel. And, you know, what's funny is the far left and the far right are both despicable fucking people. I mean, it goes to show you the extremism in the world because they both hate Israel and they have nothing else in common. And so, you know, it doesn't shock me, you know, so you're not going to, you know, Donald Trump is the most pro-Israel president of our lifetime. So you're not going to see somebody like Tucker or align with somebody that's anti-Israel or anybody that even comes across it as anti-Israel. So the far right is not way more crazy. Even Daniel admits the far left is completely out of their fucking minds. But the far right's pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. I didn't see it, and now I do see it. And so, listen, I'll say it like it is. 20% of the far left are Jew-hating anti-Semites, and about 15% of the far right are Jew-hating anti-Semites. So they go fucking fuck themselves together. You know what I mean? You like to say the far right are violent nuts. What have they done that's violent? Did you miss the summer of love of 2020 where there was 169 businesses destroyed, $2.5 billion in damages, and over 30 people killed? What has far right killed? We had the fake January 6th riot that the left calls an insurrection. But they don't even know what an insurrection is. And zero people were killed there except for Ashley Babbitt. And there was, I think, 1.5 million in damage. So you want to compare political violence? I mean, come on. Anyways, I don't want to get into politics. There's not much. There's going to be the next 6 months to argue politics. It's going to be so fucking nasty. Let's take some phone calls, talk about anything but politics. 702-329-0480. Tell me what you guys want to talk about. What evidence? There was zero people killed except for Ashley Babbitt on January 6th. Don't you remember the left ran with Oh, Officer Switnick was killed with a fire extinguisher. That's a lie. He died from a stroke the next day. Sorry. You think he needs to be held accountable. He told people to walk peacefully down to the Capitol and let his voices be heard. And remember, we are the party of law enforcement, so everybody behave yourself. Now, how does that equate to he needs to be accountable for causing the riot? I don't know what, I guess in your world, maybe. But, you know, if he didn't have a political rally that day, we wouldn't have a riot at the Capitol. And so maybe you could blame that on him. But, dude, I'm going to put a montage together of all the Democrats saying fight, fight, and bloodbath, bloodbath. I mean, you see the media that you look at. You don't see, you don't see the hypocrites. So you know what? You know what, Danny? Let's put a montage together for next week's show, just for Barry. We show and for all my leftist friends, we could show. We show the whole video of like 50 of them calling Trump an illegitimate president, saying the election was rigged, and we could show them the electors, the fake electors that they put forward in 2016, where they were trying to overturn the will of the people. But he doesn't see any of that. So let's put that together along with the whole left media saying blah, 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 blah. And then we'll also put what the leftist media, when they burn the country to the ground, with, make sure we put the picture of the CNN with everything burning in the background and saying where it says, it's mostly peaceful protest. Everything is burning to the ground. So we'll put a whole, let's put a whole montage up for my leftist friends on here. And that's what we're going to do. We'll do that either next week or the week after. And we'll be like, this week on The Mouthpiece, da-da-da-da-da, for all you leftist people out there, here's the media you don't get to see. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, we'll take them out of their little bubble. Yeah, got to get them out of their bubble. Well, The Mouthpiece is Mike.
Hey, Matt from St. Louis. How are you?
What's up, Matt? How are you doing, bud?
I'm great. You know, Alex Jones already put together a montage of news reporters in the past using the term bloodbath.
Yeah, I know. There's like 100 of them. It's so funny, you know?
Yeah, they can use whatever words they want, but then, you know, and that's the thing. They go after Trump on things that happened, like when he said grab her by the pussy way back in 2005.
Yeah.
It's like they're digging up clips from years and years ago just to have any kind of.
Did you see what? How about Biden Pelosi? Did you see the other day Biden Pelosi and Obama together, and they threw out the drinking bleach hoax? They're like, he told people to drink bleach. No, he didn't. I'll give anybody $100,000 if you could find anywhere where you could find Trump telling somebody to drink bleach. Okay. It's like the media just makes shit up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, if enough people don't believe it, they have to backpedal and say, oh, wait, you know, actually, yeah.
How do you go back? The drinking bleach hoax has been disproven even by the left, okay? And same with the Charlottesville hoax, but they keep repeating it because if you repeat a lie over and over and over and over, it becomes factual to people like my friend Barry. So, you know, it's like, that's what they do. And it's, I swear, I could just put a montage together of, and listen, it's like, and I'm not going to put words in mouth because, but like, you know, Daniel will never vote for like Trump. He thinks he's still the worst human. And listen, he's probably right, you know, but, you know, I don't think it's a choice. You know, I think it's either good versus evil. So, you know, it's or evil versus corrupt. You know what I'm saying? And
well, if you're presented with two choices, I mean,
think about what we're being presented with. We're being presented with which president was worse, Trump or Biden. There's nobody's running on anything. The left is running on, he told people to drink bleach and he told people to, which is a lie. And then they bring up the Charlottesville hoax, and then they're just, and then they run a montage of like, they're running on nothing, the Democrat, right?
Well, but, people don't even vote for Biden. They vote for not Trump.
Well, that's what they made the election about in 2020. Okay. But that's not going to work this time because Biden has a record. You see, so once you now you have a record, and now it's no longer, I'm not Trump, vote for me. It's now, well, I'm not Biden, vote for me. You see, so basically we have an election on two people running on, I'm not Biden, vote for me. I'm not Trump, vote for me. What kind of world is that? Like, you know, at least Trump in 2016, he had a lot of good ideas and he didn't follow through on many of them, but that's not his fault. You know, Paul Ryan's of the world and the Republican Party, they hated him as much as the left does. So, but I mean, what's he going to get? It's not like he's going to get in office. He's going to get anything done, you know, unless they win that. I don't think the Republicans are going to win the House and the Senate. And so you're just going to have 4 years or two, whatever, of a wasted. That's what they want. They want everything in gridlock and nothing getting done. And then they run on the same issues for fucking every year. And they turn everybody against each other. And that's what we have, you know? It's pretty fucked up. I hope.
But what we really need is the ability to vote for more than two parties.
Yeah, we need RFK to win. That's what we need. And he's getting momentum. He's up to like 24%. If he gets to 33%, he wins the election. You know, if he gets a third of the vote.
That's the thing. Like, I would vote for him if I actually thought, you know, that an independent could win.
Well, I do think he could win.
I mean, everyone needs to get on that train then. Because
well, we'll see. It's 7 months before the election. He's announcing his running mate in 2 days. So that's going to be interesting. The Democrats were like, oh, we don't have to worry about RFK. He's cuckoo, right? But then everything they accused him of being cuckoo about, like, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist. And then he's like, okay, what am I conspiracy? And they can't name anything. They just call him one so that everybody believes it, right? Like the whole vaccine. If anything he lied about, they'd find him liable. But all that shit he said about Fauci, if you read the book called The Real Anthony Fauci, like if anything wasn't true, he'd be sued for libel, but it's all true. And everything he says is true. You know, BlackRock owns everything. You know, everything he says is true. Like there's like three or four big
BlackRock, State Street and Vanguard.
They own everything. And so he's outing them all. And he says, we need to take, basically he says what Trump says. We need to take our country back. Right. We need to. And a lot of people don't like, well, he's too liberal. He's got too many liberal policies. Well, you know what? You don't always get what you want. There's a lot of liberal policies I'm for. You know, I'm not.
That's what people don't realize. Like, everyone can't have every single, you know, policy that they believe in.
Exactly.
You know, you're never gonna have a candidate that represents every single thing. But if they can represent, you know, 80, 90% of what you believe in, that's pretty good.
Well, in all reality, Trump is somebody that is very liberal. He's been a Democrat his whole life and he hijacked the Republican Party. So he kind of has to kowtow the Republican lines, right? To get the nomination because he feels like, well, if you can't, you know, if you don't get one of the main two party nominations, you can't win, right? Well, I mean, if you listen to RFK, I mean, he's really on message. Like he talks exactly like Trump. He talks about the deep state. He talks about taking our country back from the corrupt bureaucrats. He talks, he's liberal on a lot of policies, but there's a lot of things he's liberal on that I am. So, you know, it's going to be, you know, a lot of people like, listen, I'm good friends with Matt Brooks. He's the head of the Republican Jewish Coalition. He asked me, well, why the Republicans, What do they like RFK? Why are there so many Republicans like RFK? And it's a real easy answer, is the Republicans were really on the side of the anti. They were part of the anti-vax movement, you know? They were like, fuck you, what do you mean we have to take the vax, right? And everything the Republicans said about the vaccine was what RFK was saying about the vaccine. It all ended up, and all the anti-vaxxers won the debates. I mean, I can't even say that. They might give me a strike. Yeah, I got to be careful. Right, but,
yeah. You got to be careful on that side.
I just realized that, you know. But no, they did win the debate. So it's like, you know, so that's why the Republicans kind of like have they like, plus, and then he talks about the deep state. He talks about everything Trump talks about. You know what I'm saying? About, hey, we got to get rid of this. We got to get the FBI. How they're politicizing, weaponizing our DOJ. You know, he says the exact same things that Trump says. So, you know, that's kind of the appeal to him. But he's like a centrist liberal. You know, he's like where the liberals were when Bill Clinton was in office. You know,
because a lot of liberals 20, 30 years ago aren't, you know, part of the Democrat Party anymore because of how far gone it's
correct. Been, you know? I mean, it's so far gone. I mean, most people that my friends that are even on Democrats, like, they're just realizing how far gone they are now. And it's like, they don't want to vote GOP because, you know, but they also don't want to vote for women or men in women's bathrooms, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you heard about the Planet Fitness, you know, the girl.
Well, I mean, let's see. It cost them, as of 3 days ago, it was $400 million. It'll probably be about $1 billion probably by now. And they're still going to double down. They're going to double down on 1% of the population against the rest of the population. Okay, keep doubling down.
That's a very good point. They make up an extremely small percentage of the population. Yeah. And there's a much larger percentage of people that have a problem with a guy, you know, whipping around his ding-dong in a women's locker room.
It's not even real. It's like we're living in the Matrix when you hear this, right? Like, it's like, what the fuck, you know?
Oh, it's every day. I'm like, am I living in a simulation? I can't believe it.
This can't be real. It's like, so like you have people that with common sense, like Daniel, like he'll be like, he's like, these people are crazy. You know what I'm saying? And then when you start.
Right. And he's a Democrat, but he's not a part of.
Even with the border, like Daniel is like saying, like, look what's going on at the border. You see all these Chinese nationals coming across the border. Nobody's being checked. You know, we're going to have a terrorist attack.
Did you hear about, you heard San Francisco made a illegal Chinese national part of their local government, I think. I don't remember what.
But I'm just saying, when somebody like Daniel sees how bad the border is and these people are crossing and nobody's being checked, like, this is a terrorist attack waiting to happen. I mean, what you just saw in Russia was they overstayed their visa, right? And they got together and look what they did. Like, we don't need anybody to overstay our visa. They just walking on through the southern border and the northern border. So it's like they're, you know, God, I hope to God I'm wrong. I've said this on the show so many times, but the next 6 months, you are going to see things. If you thought, I mean, 2020 was was as bad as it could get, right? I mean, they're never going to let Trump win. So what are they going to do? You know, who knows?
Well, here's the main issue with the migrants or the illegal immigrants. That's the real term.
Yeah.
So they're getting flown.
What's that?
You know, over half of the occupied hotel rooms in New York City are illegal immigrants. And then you got the mayor saying, we don't want all these illegal immigrants here. So now what they're doing is they're giving these illegals a driver's license in the city of New York.
I know.
And then they're saying, we're going to pay for your flight to wherever you want to go. And they're trying to, get them to go to states like Arizona and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin.
Dude, I know. But the thing is, what we have on our side this time we didn't have in 2020 is they had the censorship regime of the old Twitter, and we have Elon Musk exposing it. So when you and he put the 2.6 billion impressions, pro-Trump impressions back on the internet. So people are woke up. You know, I do wish that Trump was not the nominee. I'm not going to make sugarcoat it. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. If I really, truly see that RFK is polling at 25, 26%, 27% 3 months from now, and I think he can win, I'll be the first to say who I'll be voting for, you know. But, you know, I kind of lean with you, you know, if it looks like there's no chance he could win.
That's my biggest problem. Like, what if we just are splitting up votes between RFK and Trump, and then Biden wins because we split up the votes too much?
Yeah, well, now the Democrats they're really worried because they believe that RFK is going to take more Democrat votes away than he's going to get Republican votes. And I think it's going to be pretty close to equal, but they're freaking out over it now. And so now they're not only are they back to bash Trump, but now they're out there making up shit about RFK. And it's really interesting to see what their plans are. So it's pretty obvious what their plans are. They're going to keep repeating lies and hoaxes, and they're going to run on January 6th, and they're going to run on an abortion. That's it. That's all they have. They have no vision for the country. None, you know, so it's pretty amazing to watch how Biden's corpse that tweeted 3 times in 3 years tweets like 10 different times a day, who's ever running his account. And,
right.
But I know, dude, it's pretty obvious that Obama's running everything. I mean, it's just so obvious.
Oh, yeah. It's Obama's third term.
It's so obvious. Like, even when he went up there, if you saw that video of the bleach hoax with him and Pelosi and Biden yesterday or whatever, like, and then Biden, I don't know if you saw Obama going to 10 Downing Street like 4 days ago. I mean, right. they're whatever, man. We'll see, man. I know what's going on. I'm very educated what's going on. And, you know, I know that if I was political 30 years ago, 100% I would have probably voted for Clinton. And because the Democrats are like, even if you look at like his RFK's uncle when JFK was assassinated, like if you listen to the speeches he made, right? Everything is like what Trump saw, basically his speeches today. So like the Democrats of the 60s are like the Republicans of 2024. So, and the Democrats today are just batshit crazy, man. I don't even understand. I mean, not all of them. Like, I have a lot of friends that are Democrats that are on the show that aren't batshit crazy. But the fact that the biggest mistake I think they made, and if you watch Bill Maher the other day, you know, he was talking about like, stop with the identity politics, you know what I mean? Stop separating people by groups, you know what I mean? It's just bad.
Yeah, that's another guy that used to be, you know, the strong, you know.
I mean, look how there was nobody that was a bigger liberal Democrat than Bill Maher. And now he's like questioning everything. And now they're calling him a right winger. Did you see what Elon put, the thing he put out the other? I think it was today. He put a funny.
No, I didn't.
He put this funny montage together that's saying like, "Oh, like if you want, like basically common sense stuff. Like if you're this and you're this, you're a white winger. If you're this and you're this, you're a right winger." It was pretty funny. You got to go look it up. It was really funny. It was a really funny video of this guy. Like if you don't agree with them, you're a racist or you're a right winger. It's so true now. It's like they call everybody a racist or a right winger. You know, like Joe Rogan's a right winger now. And they called Daniel a right winger. They called Bill Maher a right winger. Like everybody's a right wing Nazi if you don't agree with them. It's pretty crazy.
Well, I'm glad Elon's running Twitter now, because at least that's one, you know, major media site that's not, you know, censoring everybody and pumping out propaganda.
It really is. You know, he said it.
He's a very important person right now.
I said it when he bought Twitter, and I say it every week on my show. When it's all said and done, Elon Musk will go down in history like Abraham Lincoln did when he freed the slaves. He will be the one that saved free speech and saved the republic from the communist fucking crazies of the world. And then maybe we'll end up with a two-party system again with normal fucking people that aren't fucking batshit crazy, you know, that don't think that when you're ranked 400th on the men's swim team, you could go next year and break every women's record and change in the women's locker room and everything's okay. Because that's where the Democrats are at right now. And there's this craziness. I don't get it. I mean,
You to try to believe that's normal when, you know, 98% of the country does not agree that's normal.
Yeah. And the truth of the matter is you got to, you know, it's like, exactly. You know, they're following they fall on the 1% crazies off a cliff, you know? And, you know, when I first got political, I was really right. And so I kind of followed the crazies almost off a cliff, and Trump kind of did too. Like when he hired Bannon as his main guy in the White House, right? And he had to fire him because he was being pulled way too far to the right. You know what I mean? And
right.
And so, but Bannon is still real pro Trump, you know. But it's like you can't be too far right. I've learned this now, you know, like I'm really down this. I mean, I might sound like I'm on the right, and I mean, people that I'm close to, they're like, "Oh, Mike, you're on the right." And I'm like, you'd be surprised. Like I kind of agree with the Democrats on a lot of things. I agree with them on a lot of the gun laws. Like, why do everybody should have a revolver and a rifle, one to hunt and one to protect themselves with. Why do we need semi-automatic weapons on the street? People be like,
right.
People might, will attack me for it, but I agree with the left when it comes to that. Like, for what reason? Like, there's no reason to be. Now, you know, the thing is you take them off the street, then all the illegal ones will come across the border, because the border's not closed, and so you're taking guns out of American citizens' hands when then the illegal people, guns will kill you. So, and I agree with that, too. So, you know, but me personally, I mean, my belief is if I was running the country, if I was elected president, first thing I would do is I'd seal the border. I'd go across there. I'd take out all the cartels, literally take them all out completely. And there'd be 100,000 less people dying in the United States per year. You know what I mean? But they want that. They want that. So, and I would open legal immigration instead of like 1.5 million a year. I would open legal immigration to about 5 times that. And I would go back to our original laws that if you were to become an American citizen, you must speak the language. If you don't speak the language, you can't become an American citizen. And I would stick to just the original, basically what the country was founded on, you know, God, faith, family, you know?
You know, everyone, you know, talks about America and all this stuff. I got a buddy that moved to Thailand last year.
Yeah.
And they do everything that you just said. You know, if you want to move there, you have to, you know, speak the language, and there's a lot of hoops you got to jump through, and you can't just, you know, get a job like you can in America. You gotta, you know,
yeah,
it's a lot of stuff. and their border is very secure, and they don't just let her.
We have the only border in the whole world that you can walk into. There's no other place you can walk into. Nowhere.
Exactly.
Nowhere in the world can you come into a country and walk right across, just like thousands of people, unchecked, nothing. Just walk right across. They don't even bring their IDs. They just say, I don't have it, and they sign a waiver, and they give them a court date 8 years down the road. I mean, did you see the people on the terrorist watch list? It's up like 2,500% that have crossed the border. They caught. How many have they not caught? There's another question. Yeah. So
they say they only report about 20% of the actual people that it.
And there's been 10 million that they know of that have crossed the border in dementia patients 3.5 years. So, you know, right. You know, a lot of people will say, Biden's the worst president of all time. It's not that he's the worst president, right? It's that Kamala is the worst vice president ever. She can't even put two sentences together, and he can't put two sentences together, and he looks frail on the world stage. So if you go by like what Obama's actually done, because he ain't done anything, he don't know what town he's in, but you know, it's not been that bad for the country. We had a pretty good economic recovery from COVID, and you know, the stock market's thriving, but it's like, it's when you perceive weakness on the world stage and you look as frail as Joe Biden does and you sound as stupid as Kamala does, then he looks weak. I mean, he is. It's elder abuse what they do to him, you know?
Definitely.
I really don't
think anyone of that age should be president.
No. Listen, if the retirement age in the USA is 65 years old, nobody should be in Congress over the age of 65 years old. But unfortunately, right, the whole world is run by people between the age of 75 and 82. And that's why the world is fucked up. So I say vote them all out on both sides. I don't give a shit. Hey, man, good talking to you, man. Have a great weekend.
Right, over.
I'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks, Mike.
You got it, man. All right, 702-329-0480. That's good talk. Yeah, the world's fucked up, man. It is what it is. Well, I don't think anybody should work till 70. Well, maybe, I don't know. You can increase the retirement age to 70. I think 65 is fine. I mean, when you work for 45 years from the age of 20 to 65, or 18 to 65, that's what, 47 years? That should be enough. Buddy, I just bought a Trump coin that went up like 5x, man. I'm like, I'm trying to find all these political coins to get in and out of and make big money. Dude, there was a Bowdoin coin last week that went up 6,000%. It was a cartoon figure of Trump and Boat and Biden. Like I think I told you guys this, if I had put $1,000 in it, it would have been worth like $6 million. Of course I didn't. Like an idiot, but no, I'm trying to find some funny coins, and there's we'll see what happens. No, I'm not buying any of True Social stock, if that's what you're asking, because I don't think True Social's going anywhere. It ain't like it's Twitter. Twitter's going to be it already is a town square, but that what makes Twitter so good is if you just quit getting your news off of any cable news and you just get your news off Twitter, you're going to always get real news because everything gets community noted. So if you read an article, good chances are it's real. And if it's not real, it gets community noted within 4 days. And then you get a notice and it says you read this article, which was not correct, and then they do correction on it. Like, how much better do you want than that? Like, I just want real news. I mean, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You can't tell me. All you want to hear is real news. That's it. You know? I'm sure True Social's like Twitter, but I don't go to it. You know? I just go on You know, to me, I think Elon's done enough to prove that the place, listen, all the journalists, like 80% of the journalists have lost their jobs. Why? Because nobody needs legacy media and journalists that lie. When you have independent journalists and you get everything fact checked on Twitter, on X. And so that's all I care about is real news. Where can you find news that's not slanted to the right or the left? And a lot of people will be like, well, X has become more right wing. No, it isn't. It was 99% left wing before. Now it's just in the center. So anyways, yeah, that's another thing that I will agree with you, Barry. Trump flip-flopping on TikTok. I think TikTok should be absolutely disbarred from the country because it pushes all anti-American propaganda to the top, and the algorithm is meant that way. Now, the reason why Trump, because he hates, what's his name that owns Facebook? What's his name? Mark, he hates Zuckerberg so much. He thinks, oh, well, Zuckerberg's the biggest threat to our society because he spent $521 million to try and get Trump out of office, and he spent all this money, and he censors. And to a point, there's a lot of things Zuckerberg does do, but the brainwashing and the anti-Semitism and all the disgusting, how about like less than 0.5% 4 years ago identified as trans. And now that number's up to almost 8%. Okay. Gee, what changed in 4 years? Yeah, TikTok brainwashing people. So anyway, you could say the value of Twitter is 71% since he purchased it, but you know what he said? Like he said, what's Twitter worth? And his answer is everything. You can't put a price on free speech. And I agree with him 100%. So, you know, we'll see what happens here in the future. This election, just remember I told you this is going to be the nastiest shit. And I told you about all these bad things are going to happen. They're going to happen. Just pray I'm wrong. So, yeah, no, the woke mind virus is disease. But there's, you know, there's people like my friend John. He's not a wokester, and he's just a Democrat. And I have a lot of other friends on here that are just normal Democrats that aren't insane woke people, you know, but the far left is completely out of their fucking minds. So you got permanently suspended from Twitter, Barry. Why didn't you tell us this? Hard to believe the things you say.
And you still are alive on YouTube.
That's pretty funny. Anyways, I'm going to go watch the Laker game, see how San Diego State's doing. And I'm going to play a lot of poker this week. Hopefully I feel better. And I'm going to, yeah, they'll keep pushing the lies. You know, that's what they do, Kurt. Mike, that's what they do. So, you know, they just push lie after lie. The only difference is we have X now too. When their lie came out, as soon as the bloodbath lie came out, it was community noted. And then Elon retweeted it and said, no, Trump was talking about the auto industry. So the mainstream media is just like worthless now, once you have a platform that could show the truth. All right, guys, have a good weekend, good week. Hopefully I have a good week at poker and I feel better. I'm going to try and get back to you guys on Friday or Saturday. And if we don't, we'll make it Sunday. But as long as I'm feeling a little better, I'll see you all next week on The Mouthpiece. Talk to you later.
The Mouthpiece.